The House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee approved the legislation called the Iran Counterproliferation Act of 2007 by a vote of 37-1, recommending that it be moved for consideration by the full House. Committee Chairman Tom Lantos says the measure is designed to increase the cost to Tehran of continuing to pursue nuclear weapons. It's also aimed at ensuring that provisions of an existing law called the Iran Sanctions Act are enforced with regard to companies investing in Iran's energy infrastructure.
Until now, abusing its waiver authority and other flexibility in the law, the executive branch has never sanctioned any foreign oil company which invested in Iran. Those halcyon days for the oil industry are over.
Under the legislation, which has the bipartisan support of nearly 300 House lawmakers, any country aiding Iran's nuclear program would be denied a nuclear cooperation agreement with the United States. It calls on the U.S. president to declare Iran's Revolutionary Guards Corps a terrorist group and would provide authority to the president to block assets of any entity providing support to the Revolutionary Guards. Provisions also seek to increase pressure on foreign governments, including required presidential reports to Congress on specific steps they have taken and the outcome of these efforts, especially with regard to actions against public or private companies engaged with Iran. Saying the ultimate goal must be zero foreign investment in Iran, Congressman Lantos says the legislation goes to what he calls the ultimate legal limits of what is feasible in ratcheting up financial pressure. Among other things, the measure extends sanctions to petroleum byproducts and liquefied natural gas and extends the scope of sanctions to include the sale of oil tankers or liquefied natural gas vessels. However, both Lantos and the Republican co-sponsor Ileana Ros-Lehtinen emphasize the bill is not designed to target the Iranian people, who they describe as being subject to a new crackdown on dissent.
The regime in Iran is currently stepping up its repression of even the slightest perceived opposition.
During committee consideration, Republican Congressman Jeff Flake expressed his opposition to any stepped-up unilateral action against Iran.
It is unlikely that unilateral sanctions like this will have an effect, and I think it will be less likely to achieve the type of multilateral sanctions that we would need with this vote.
But Flake's Republican colleague Dana Rohrabacher disagreed.
I don't believe that the United States should be hamstrung by always having to go to the political leaders of other countries who may lack courage and may lack the moral, the same moral guidelines that we have, and expect that we're not going to act unless they do.
In outlining another provision which would reimpose a ban on all Iranian exports to the United States, Congressman Lantos said one reason for doing so is that Iran continues to hold several Americans with dual Iranian citizenship. The sanctions would end only when the president certifies to Congress that Iran has ended efforts to design, develop, manufacture, or acquire a nuclear weapon or related materials or technology, chemical and biological weapons, and ballistic missiles and launch technology. Iran would also have to be removed from the U.S. list of governments supporting international terrorism. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.